Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, speak to us one more time. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. The theme is supernatural abundance. Supernatural wealth. But we're looking at how to increase your income. How to increase your income. Life is all about growth. To stop growing is to start groaning. Life is supposed to be dynamic and not static. He said, the path of the just is a shining light that shines more unto a perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. So you must take practical steps to gain motion in life. And to rise, you have a price to pay. If you don't pay the price, P-R-I-C-E, you don't get the P-R-I-Z-E. You don't wait for change. You enforce change by applying relevant forces. Everybody wants income to increase because demands are also increasing. Is that true? There are certain things you need to do for your income to increase. And I'll be sharing with you 7 of them I wrote, but God gave me just 1 while I'm standing here to make it 8. He said, add this one. I walk with the Holy Spirit no matter what I'm doing. I hear from him as a man hears his friend. How many want the income to increase? It will increase in Jesus' name. If you want your income to increase, number one, be a problem solver. Be a problem solver. You are created to solve problems on earth. Problems are the bad place for promotion and relationships. Joseph solved the problem for Pharaoh. He did not pray. He just went to the palace. Somebody's hitting the palace after now. David solved a problem for King Saul. Saul invited him to the palace. You'll be invited to the palace. Doctors solve head problems. Lawyers solve legal problems. Mothers solve emotional problems. Pastors solve spiritual problems. Mechanics solve car problems. You are born to solve a problem. When you find or locate a problem you are born to solve, you don't look for money. Money looks for you. Shout a better amen. Because problems are gateways to change. Your earnings depend on the problems you solve. Are you hearing me? God will give you a problem to solve. Shout a better amen. I said, God will give you a problem to solve. And your income will grow in the name of Jesus. There are 2 types of employees in every organization. When David solved the problem, I'll teach that properly. David solved the problem for Israel. He didn't beg. David had the best in town when he killed Goliath. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you read 1 Samuel 17:25, but when I go back, I will tell you. When in my teaching, I'll get there, so I don't want to talk about it now. David just solved the problem for the whole of Israel. He was given a wife free. They gave him money free, and all his debt was written off from the family. But Saul promised that whoever killed Goliath, that's it. Goliath was their biggest problem. Goliath was their biggest. And then David just got some things, 3 things free of church. Saul said, anyone who killed my daughter is your wife. David said, eh. Glory to God. We have 2 types of employees. Those who create problems and those who solve problems. You belong to one. I said there are 2 kinds of employees in every organization. Those who create and those who solve problems. Are you hearing me? Just listen to me. You fall into one of them. No neutral ground. A, those who create problems. There are those who go to work just to pay, for the pay. There are those who go to work, to work just for the pay. You may not be able to get everything because I'm a bit fast to get the tape. They arrive late and leave early. Waste time in the office doing nothing. The ones who cripple. They use company resources for personal use. Talk about those ahead of them and speak ill of the company that pays them. If you keep talking about where you're working negatively, you are creating problems. You're not a problem solver. Leave that place. They have poor customer service. If somebody's angry, when the person comes and is frowning, they don't care. They say, can go. They are unreliable, unfaithful, and not loyal. They create division through gossip and complaining. These are the ones who create problems. They are abusive and they disgrace the organization. For everyone that owns or is head of an organization, people who create problems should be released from their system, from the system. Permit me to use a very wrong word, sack them. Otherwise, they will keep causing more problems. Then B, those who solve problems. See, number one. They are always in high demand wherever you find them. People look for them everywhere. There are those who dictate problem and solve it, even if it means involving other people to solve that problem. May you be such a person. They work with an open mind. They have good customer service. That is, if somebody's frowning, they call you back. I said, no, don't go like this. Please come back. They make sure you don't leave the environment unhappy. They are respectful. They do not participate in gossip. They do not mouthwash their bosses and anyone in the system. Defend management and can work under no supervision. You don't have to supervise them to work. Does not waste the organization time and resources or use it for personal gains. They are people of integrity. They are reliable, faithful, loyal, kind, very helpful, and have the best of attitude. These are those who solve what? But hear this, people of God. Beware of those who call themselves Christians and are terrible in their walk. In the name of church, they carry Bible, yet they do nothing. Beware of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Problem solvers merit increase in pay. And I pray that you become a problem solver. Say here. How many want their income to increase? Are you a problem solver? Or a problem yourself? Number two way to increase your income, ask for more problems to solve. Second way to increase your income is to ask for more problem to solve. Hear this and hear me well. First, make sure you are an expert in the work you are currently handling. Don't ask for more when you have not perfected what you're doing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? First and foremost, be an expert in what you are doing. Then when you go to your boss or whoever is in charge, don't ask him for money first. Ask him that it should give you more problems to solve. The mistake people do is that they go, they say, I increase my salary. No, when you go, tell him, for instance, I'll explain what I mean. You can say, well, I love this company. I love my job and I'm grateful to be in this place. I would like you to give me more responsibilities or give me an opportunity to do more. That's what you mean. Are you going to answer now? Can you give me more assignment? I would love to do more assignment. Give me an opportunity to do more things here. You're telling him to give you more problems to solve. That the, whatever he has given to you, you have the capacity to handle it, so you should increase it. At that point, see work as a problem to solve in exchange for a reward. Then you become a problem solver. But in a situation where you told them, you have told them they should do that and they want to take advantage of you, for instance, the organization, because the organization who are Shylock, even when you're solving the problem, they will never pay you. Instead, they will reward you with big title and big office share. Tell them you want to leave. Tell them you want to what? That is when you are solving problem and you're putting all you are. I don't mean when you're doing nothing. Only the blind will let you go at that point. They will give you whatever you ask for. Because you are proving yourself already. That is the problem solver. So here. Immediately you say that, they increase your pay. They say, well, we'll pay you more. I had a story told me in a finance organization. I was talking and they said, young man, very good young man. He has been working and working and working and they've been just using him. And then another company said they want him. They gave him a salary far bigger than almost three times the one he was earning. So he came back to them and said, if you don't pay me this, I'm going. So they said, we'll double it, we'll triple it, we'll put more money on you. So he didn't need to beg. His position and his capacity created the wealth. He said, this is what I've been offered. If you're ready to pay me this, no problem, otherwise I leave. But if you're not a problem solver, you will agitate, they will increase it. When you're a problem solver, you don't beg for increase. Increase comes. Say here. So ask for more problems to solve, not for asking for more money. More money simply means more capacity to solve more problems. Say here. Number three, if you want your income to increase, be different. Be different. Be what? Be different. You can't make any difference if you don't dare to be different. In being different, solve problems quickly and swiftly. Solve problems what? Quickly and what? Swiftly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a way to solve problems, you delay. But be quick and what? Swift. It says, seeth a man diligent in his what? Business. He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22, verse 29. Solve a problem others refuse to correct with cheerfulness. Don't solve problem frowning. You put people off. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, the message has there said, be cheerful no matter what. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Be cheerful, what? Don't carry your problems to your office. They are not the ones that cause the problem. If you and your wife quarrel, leave it at home. When you get to office, put your face smiling. Say here. Your husband abuse you. Don't carry that to your face, to the office. They are not the ones who married you. Do it cheerfully. Now look at, for instance, Naaman was a leper. Was it what? Tomorrow we are going to dwell on Naaman. The miracle service tomorrow is on who? Oh, you will be blessed tomorrow. Glory to God. The maid was able to know that he needed an answer from Prophet Elisha. And she said to him, look, master, let's go. There's a man of God who can solve this problem. So solve problem others are incapable of solving, and you will never be despised. Look at David and Goliath. David and who? King Saul said, I'm going to reward whoever will kill this man who is causing so much problem for us. Now look at this. See, his income grew. 1 Samuel 17:25. Look at it. So it will be different. Say to someone, be different. David was different from all his brothers. You know why? They were all covenant what? Children. They were all covenant. Now, the difference matters a lot. If you are not different, you will never have your income increased. I'm going to tell you something. I learned from everybody. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely, to defy Israel, is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, this is Saul speaking, the king will enrich him with great wealth and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. That means the father's house will never be indebted. Who killed Goliath? These three things were giving him. Did he pray for the income? He saw a big, it was different from his brothers. Now listen, let me explain to you. Don't be like everybody, be different. Let me explain. David was not the only covenant child. They were all covenant children. And there was no way it was written in the Bible, David will kill Goliath. He was the only one that had a heart to be different amongst them. That when he came, even his brother said, what are you doing here? You are not in the field. You have come here to show yourself. Through? He's different. He was different, so he made a difference. His income just went, team. Every time you want your income to grow, be different from every other person. Don't behave like others. Now listen carefully again. Let me give you another example. There's a man called Joseph in the Bible. Joseph, Pharaoh had a problem. Pharaoh had a what? And Joseph was the one who went to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Is that true? And provide solution to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, hey, there's no one as wise and discreet, Genesis 41, as thou art. Come and take over Egypt. Did he pray for his income to grow? Just a problem for Joseph. Now, hear this. Joseph had a different mindset. That's why believers listen. Joseph made a statement. When I talk to someone, I pick everything. Joseph made a statement and said, I saw 11 stars. 11 what? Made obeisance to me. And two stars, the mother and the father. He called them stars, so it means they were not ordinary. He saw one of the stars too. But they didn't see themselves as stars. The only one who saw himself as a star. Listen, he said, I saw 11 stars, so they were all stars. Which means Joseph was not the only one. He said, but these 11 stars, but they didn't see themselves as stars. So they said, are you telling us that we are going to bow to you? He said, I don't know, but among the stars, me, I will stand out. He didn't say, I saw 11 people. He said, I saw 11 stars. So which means each one was a star. The covenant God had with Abraham, I shall make thy seed like the stars of heaven. So he said, all of you are stars of Abraham, stars of heaven. But amongst you, me, I'm going to be different. And then Joseph just stood there. If you are not different, it can't make any difference. True? This day, the difference in you will show to your world. If you want income to grow, be different from everybody. Be different from everybody. Don't go to office and behave like them. Anything you do, be different. Your income will what? You grow. So I hear. I pray you have understanding. Be bold to take on very difficult tasks. Joseph said, I'm going to interpret this dream and I'll provide a solution that nobody else understood for Pharaoh. And Joseph, Pharaoh said, take over Egypt. After this day, I pray the wisdom of God will answer to you that we take over nations. Yeah. That amen is too weak. Yeah. Lift your right hand and say, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, put it here, say, I pray for wisdom to take over nations. And as I step out of this service, give me an idea, wisdom, to profile solution to the challenges of life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want income to grow, number four, respect those in authority. Respect those in authority. Respect those in authority. Everything you respect becomes attracted to you. What you reject, you will repel. Now, I'm not talking about eye service when I say respect those in authority. I'm not talking about going to lie down and say I'm loyal. I don't mean those hypocritical respect. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let me say this to you that will shock you. It is not your colleagues that will decide your promotion. It is your boss. Honoring your boss may put you in an uncomfortable situation with your colleagues. Because if you respect people in authority, most of your colleagues say every time, you are doing as if you are the one in this company. But you don't have anything over your life. Because see your boss as that next step to move up in the organization. Respect authorities and perform excellently. Anyone around you should know that if they talk negatively about your boss, he or she will hear. Get to that point where they know that you are not part of the, you know, the first number one, I say no gossip. And if you want to grow a organization, just let them know that if you talk about this boss, he's going to hear. So they know your position. Because he determines your rise. He determines what? Your boss determines your rise. Your colleagues can't promote you. Walk through the door that leads to your promotion with caution. W-A-L-K. Anywhere you are walking, don't toy with who is putting food on your table. Can I tell you the truth? You're working in an organization and you don't value the boss. You don't have a future. You don't have. He decides when you'll be promoted. Your colleagues, they can be talking with you. They have nothing. They can't promote you. Why many people in God cannot grow? They want to castigate the boss, fight the boss. You may remain at the floor. Except the wicked boss. But a normal person, when you respect them, you grow in the system. Remember, I said not eye service, but respect your... Are you getting me, sir? Otherwise, your income will never... Who determines your promotion? Your colleagues? Okay. Your colleagues, will they put food on your table? Number five. How to increase your income, number five. Prefer solution rather than complain. Prefer what? Rather than complain. If you want your income to increase.